never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up. Keep moving, gotta get back up. What? Keep moving, gotta get back up.
But all right. Man, I'm so pumped up the last couple of days. I just can't help it. It's who I am. If you like to be pumped up, motivated, inspired, if you like to look at life for exactly what it is, real life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the evil, the sucky, the whole thing, and say, listen, I'm positive about it anyway. Let's get out there and go make something happen. It's not about money. It's not about stuff. It's just about choosing to be content every single day. That's what it's about. If you'd like to do that, we'll talk more about that today. Today, actually, we're going to do some Stoic Rules for Happiness. I do stumble back to this, or a different version of it usually, but I stumble around a couple of times a year because I like Stoic philosophy and I like being happy, and this is how you do it. I'm going to tell you about my perfect day here I had the other day in a second, because I think you're going to like the idea. It is a daily boost from motivationandmove.com, the positive boost you need every single day since 2006, helping people get the stuff they want, being happy about it, being cool, the whole thing. That's what it's all about. My name is Scott Smith. Good to have you here today. I was on a Face Your Passion call just this morning. I was talking to Jennifer, and Jennifer said, man, Scott, I just had a perfect day the other day, and it was really weird. I was camping, I was outside, I was doing stuff, and I thought, well, I don't even like to do, this is not what I would say I'd like to do, but I got done with the day, and it was like perfect. I said, yeah, that's kind of how it works. Isn't that weird? The stuff you think you want to do that's perfect, the stuff you see on social media, whatever, all the influencers, and oh, I got to do that. Everything has to be epic. My life is epic. I got news for it. People have, they say they have an epic life. Most of them are equated to money. What's the average income in America? You're watching YouTube, you're watching TikTok, all this stuff. People say, it's an epic life. Look at me. I've got all this stuff. $33,000 a year, average income. Are you kidding me? How many can actually live an epic life on $33,000 a year? You can't do it. Household income, $70,000 a year. It's not epic. It's real. It's regular. So just look at it for what it is. It's epic when you feel good about what you do. So she said, I didn't realize. I was writing down all the stuff I thought made my life perfect, my day perfect, and the stuff I ended up doing was not on the list, and yet it was perfect. So here's my perfect day a couple of days ago. You ready for this? Because you know, Scott, I'm the guy that does a podcast, do all this cool stuff that I get to do. I must have a very special perfect day. I get out of bed in the morning, Saturday. Went and worked out at the gym. Had a great workout. Had a good time talking to lots of people. My wife let me go to Costco. She does all the shopping. I went to Costco. Never been to that store. The new one we have here. Went there. I bought some frozen hamburgers. It was great. Swing by Wawa. I got myself a breakfast sandwich. That was awesome. Didn't tell my wife either. I snuck it. Had bacon on it. Came home. Said, man, I think I'm going to wash my truck. And I washed my Ram 1500. It's a very cool looking truck. Wash that thing. I said, you know what? Even better. I'm going to wash my wife's truck and vacuum it too. Make some points there, right? I did that. Then I mowed the lawn. I did. I just went, well, like a quarter acre. I don't have a huge lot here, but I just mowed the lawn myself and trimmed it, made it look pretty. Had some lunch. I said, man, I'm going to wash my motorcycle, polish that thing up. Bike week was here and I got it all dirty. Need to get it all washed up. Got that done. Took my dog down to the store, ran him through the car wash when I had the cars going out. Went to the drugstore and picked up something, came on back. I said, you know what? I think I'm going to take a nap. At about that time, my sister and my brother-in-law showed up for a party, and 16 other people followed. In the next 30 minutes, I didn't see a nap. I went to bed at midnight. And you know, my hip was getting replaced, and I wore it out that day. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, oh my God, I pushed it too far. And all I can think about was how perfect that day was. It wasn't coaching. It wasn't making a podcast. It wasn't making money. It wasn't being cool. It wasn't out in a restaurant. It was just doing stuff and being a family dude. I want you to think about that. How simple that is. Now, some of you know that. A lot of you know that. And my contention is this. The thing that makes you most happy, you don't even know you're doing it. Pow. Let's talk about 7 rules of happiness, okay? Actually do the podcast that I promised you. Not that it matters what I talked about there. If you got that stuff, that'll change your life right there. I'm a fan of Stoic philosophy. It's well over 2,000 years old at this point. It's still very, very valid. You hear me talk about it every so often. I am no way an expert, not Ryan Holiday or anybody like that, but I like certain parts of it. So don't come. Scott's a Stoic fan. I am. I don't study it all the time, but I like the overall vibe, and I know a few things. If you're going to learn and succeed, be humble. There is always someone more intelligent, more successful, and wiser. Now, I know people walk into a room that are really, really successful, and they think they're the most special people in the room. I'm that guy. I can walk in a room with the smartest, richest, fanciest people on the planet. When I walk in the door, I'm just as special as they are. And they think the same thing. Yet I'm very humble. Very humble. They're smart. I can learn. They're wise. Something to think about, right? Find the right scene. Choose your friends and situations. If you want to rise your life, you can't follow your or allow yourself to be held down by others. Look around you. There are tons of people. You can go to the gym and hang out. I actually left a gym recently because the people that were at the gym were not the right scene. Just sitting on the machine with your cell phone, gabbing with people around you, and being mad when I ask for some space to do my workout. That's not my scene of people. My scene of people see me. They go, hey, man, you want to work in? That's my scene. Protect your time. Seneca said, we're tight-fisted with property and money, yet think too little wasting time. And one thing about which we should all be toughest misers is our time. Life is short. It's too short. My mom is 92. She's here this week with me. We're talking about it today. And she said, man, it goes fast. I said, yes, it does. She goes slow now, but life goes fast. And she won't be here forever, but she is standing by her goal, her objective of 100 years. And I have no doubt she's going to make it. And I also hope and pray that I have her genes. Never do anything out of habit. Always think about how you can do things better. And always question yourself. Now, this is when people say, Scott, but habits are good. Yes, habits are automatic and habits are going to be there. You are going to do things out of habit. But, you know, if it's like, you know, brushing your teeth or just kind of hanging out, yeah, it's cool. Do the stuff out of habit. But if it's stopping by the bar every Friday night to have a beer because that's what you do out of habit, you might want to rethink that or any other version of that. There's a lot of those. Not stopping by. Listen, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, right? Have a good time. But come on. Keep it simple. Do your job. Approach every task as if it were your last, because it very well could be. Don't be a perfectionist. Do your job. Do the best you can. Move on. But keep it simple. Just do your darn job. If your job is to raise your kids, then raise your kids. If your job is to do a podcast, do your podcast. It's going to be what it's going to be. I'm going to make people mad on this podcast today. I'm going to make people happy on this podcast today. It makes no difference to me at all. I'm going to do my job. Tomorrow I'll do it again. Do your job. Adapt and learn from failure. Using your success to justify complacency is common these days. This is Stoic philosophy. Hang on for a second. We're going back over 2,000 years. Oh, my God. Oh, adapt and learn from failure. Using your success to justify complacency is common 2,000 years ago. The problem is these days your success is mediocre and average for most people. Even the poorest people on the planet these days have a big screen TV and air conditioning. Think about that for a second. It is so easy, which is why most people do it. You can do much more better, much more. Okay. Did you go ahead and edit that out? Fix that for me. All right. The clients in Fisher Passion, I got to tell you, they're doing the work. It would be so easy not to sit on a call with me drilling into them and changing their minds. It'd be so easy not to do that. And man, you see them change. You see the light in their eyes. Don't accept it. Don't get complacent. Live below your means. The more you need to work to maintain your needs, the less you will enjoy what you have. That's a philosophy that is way older than the Stoics, I'm sure, and certainly applies today. There's lots of things we can do here. Don't get caught up in all the chit-chat and the talk. Get down to the basics. If you don't like what I say, go find somebody who you do like what he says. If I'm making sense to you, listen closer. There's a lot between the lines. But it's up to you, ultimately. Up to you to decide what you mean and what you want to do. It's up to you. We're just kind of here to give you a couple of ideas and shove you out the door and see what you'll do with it. Happiness is up to you. Don't try to be happy. Do things that make you happy. Change your life. FaceYourPassion.com. See the replay before I yank it down. Why? Because you've had enough time to see it. So get a kick in your step and go see it now before it's not available anymore. FaceYourPassion.com. I'll see you tomorrow. No, it's a weekend. I'm out of here. I ain't gonna work the weekend. Are you kidding me? I'll see you Monday. Bye-bye. Keep moving. Gotta get back up. What?